This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. New Year's Eve is traditionally a big moneymaker for bars, restaurants, and nightlife venues, with crowds devouring prefix menus and all-you-can-drink specials. Last year, of course, many of those businesses were closed or operating at limited capacity. This year, Omicron and those staffing shortages Marielle mentioned are threatening their hopes for a return to the old cash cow. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some business owners today about their plans for tomorrow night.
Despite all the worry, Barolo Grill in Denver is fully booked for New Year's Eve. For now, Ryan Fletter is the owner.
Our phones are ringing crazily. People are checking in on email, and we're just sort of managing the chaos.
The Italian restaurant is serving 5 courses complete with lobster and lamb for $150. People are constantly calling to cancel reservations or book ones that have opened up. And there are other stresses. His dairy supplier was out of milk and cream this week. It might snow tomorrow. Still, he's optimistic about the evening.
I think everybody wants to get out of 2021 and into 2022 in sort of some kind of celebratory manner.
Maybe, but the celebration might look a little different. Steve Zagor in New York City canceled his dinner reservation with friends.
And we're actually having a Zoom New Year's.
Zagor is a restaurant consultant and teaches at Columbia Business School. He says New Year's Eve is the industry's last chance to grab some extra revenue. The fourth quarter can make up as much as 40% of the year's business.
October, November, December is money time, and really need that money time in order to be able to sustain during the dark months of January and February.
No money will be made at Elsewhere, a music venue in Brooklyn. Co-owner Dhruv Chopra decided to cancel tomorrow's DJ event.
You start to question things about morality. You start to question things about safety. Well, then you're also potentially taking wages away from people. And if you cover those wages, how is that sustainable as a business model?
His hope for the new year is that the answers to those questions get a little easier. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.